Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
The Bible says that where two or three are gathered, He is there. He is in their midst, and God is in our midst. And when God comes, God does not come just to chill out. God comes to do stuff. God comes to move mountains. He comes to elevate us. He comes to change our lives. He comes to touch those areas which we cannot do on our own, which we cannot change on our own. And even this very afternoon, He's with us. Hallelujah. And as we continue to offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving, David said, as I draw your attention to Psalm 50, in verse 14, he says, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And that's what we are doing this very afternoon. We do not thank God only when things are okay. We do not thank God only when things are, blossoming around us and things are booming around us. We offer thanksgiving to the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. In Psalm 27, verse 6, you can read those verses down if you can. Don't turn there. I want us to remain in Psalm 50. He says, in Psalm 27, verse 6, he says, and now my head shall be lifted above my enemies all around me. My head, you choose to lift your head above all the things that are around you. It is a choice. It is a choice. And he says, I will offer in this tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hallelujah. I will. That is a decision. That is a quality decision. You choose to sing. You choose to outsing the enemy. You choose to outsing the voices of darkness, the voices of negativity. Hallelujah. Yeah. Whenever you cannot see your way out, let me tell you, child of God, the best way to get out is to lift your head above all whatever is going around you and to begin to praise the name of the living God. And we have a testimony in the lives of Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas are in prison. They're in this predicament. They're in this prison, the prison where they have been taken even deeper prison. Not only in the deeper prison, but they are also chained, they are fettered. But guess what? They resolve and say, as long as my mouth is not chained, I will lift my head, like David says. I shall lift my head up above my enemies all around me. And then I will do what? I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. And we know that when they made melody to the Lord, oh my God, the Bible says that he abides in the praises of his people. The moment you begin to praise God, it's like you have activated something. God will always be attracted to his praises.
Amen.
You understand? Whenever you praise him, it's like you have it's like you become a magnet. You attract his presence straight away. Say, Jennifer is praising me. Oh my God. Even in this situation, she's still praising me. Siobhan is still praising me even in this situation. Even in COVID-19, they can still log on and praise me. Let me go down and deliver them. You understand? That's what David says. In Psalm 69, verse 30, you can write that down if you can as well. It says, I will praise the name of the Lord with a song. I will. This is what I choose to do, irrespective of my situation. This is what I choose to do. He says, I will magnify him with thanksgiving. We magnify the Lord with our thanksgiving. Do you understand what that word means, magnify? Magnify means that you minimize the things that are around you. You minimize the enemy. We minimize coronavirus. Are we saying that it's not killing people? It is killing people, but it's not as powerful and great as our God. It is as It's just a virus. It's just a virus. God is immense. God is immeasurable. So we cannot stop praising God. I cannot stop serving God. I cannot stop attending fellowship because of COVID. COVID changes nothing. You understand, child of God, poverty changes nothing. Illness changes nothing. It may be there. I do not deny that it's there, but it's not a fact. It's not as powerful as my God. It cannot take away my praise.
Amen.
You understand? And it should never take away your praise, child of God. Psalm 107, verse 22, he said, and let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving. They are sacrifices. These are sacrifices. This very hour, what you are doing right now is a sacrifice. Do you understand? It's a sacrifice. You could have been elsewhere like other people. Yes, I know some people are at work, genuinely at work, but there are some people who are at home, who are just chilling out at home. They cannot bother to log in, you know. Like I was sharing earlier with my daughter, they belittle the line. They don't see it as very important. You know, people want big things. They think God is only in big stuff. But let me tell you, on this very humble line, God is meeting you, and He's gonna meet you, and He's gonna change your life like never before in Jesus' mighty name, because you continually bring sacrifices of praise.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
Yes. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, it says, through Him, through who? Through Jesus Christ, let us continually offer up sacrifices. My goodness. Let us continue offering up sacrifices. A sacrifice of praise to God. Let us continually offer up a sacrifice of what? Of praise to God. And he says that is the fruit of that's the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. So your praise is a fruit of your lips. That's your sacrifice. That's your praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. And we read in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, he tells us, and he says, Paul appeals to the Romans as he appeals to us. He says, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. This very afternoon, you have presented your body as a living sacrifice. It is holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. My goodness. Thank you so much that you did that. And then it says, after offering sacrifices of praise, a sacrifice of praises, in verse, we're going back now into Psalm 50, verse 14. And it says, and I will perform, and it says, perform your vows to the Most High. You know, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and perform your vows to the Most High. Some of us have got vows to the Most High. Said, Lord, if you do this, I will do that. Have you ever been in that situation? We said, Lord, if you deliver me, if you do this for me, I will do that for you. That is a vow. And guess what? In most cases, most of us forget those vows that we made to the Lord. We forget. As a matter of fact, we even don't notice when He has done it. It's like, you know, He has just done us. We need to be men and women who perform our vows to the Most High.
Amen.
He says, when you praise Him, when you bring sacrifices or praises to Him, and when you perform your vows to Him, then in verse 15 of Psalm 50, He does something. He promises something. He promises something spectacular. And He says in verse 15, and He says, and call me in the day of trouble. Call. Just call. It's just call. Just call. Just like you get on a phone and call somebody. That's how it should be with God. We need to know that. We need to have it in our mind that when we pray, especially, how do we talk to God? How do we call God? Through prayer. Prayer. Prayer, as we have been seeing this week, it's about crying out aloud. Prayer. The moment you call, it's like you are, the moment you pray, it's like you are phoning, you are making a call to God. Mm. You have placed a call to Him. Hallelujah. And in Psalm 81, verse 7, David says, in distress,
Patrick.
The Bible says, in distress you called, and I delivered. This is God saying, in distress you called, and I did what? I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Zechariah 13:9, he says, and I will put this third into the fire, and refine them as one refines silver, and test them as gold is tested. They will call upon my name, and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people, and they will say, the Lord is my God. This very afternoon, we call upon Him. We call upon Him this week. We continue to call upon Him as long as there is breath in our lungs, and He will answer. When we call, He said, He will answer. As long as you offer sacrifices of thanksgiving to Him and perform your vows, you are a candidate for being answered by the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you have vowed, whatever it is that you have promised the Lord, make sure that you are doing it. Make sure that you are doing it. This very afternoon, after we get off this line, I just want you to find a quiet place and begin to ask yourself, how many vows have I made to the Lord?
Mm.
Especially in prayer. We know how to make them quickly. But then we tend to forget them even, you know, quickly. So if there are any vows that you've made to the Lord, ask yourself a question, am I performing them? Am I doing them? Hallelujah.
Yeah,
and if you are doing them, if you are performing them, then guess what? You are a candidate of being answered. He says, they will call upon my name and I will answer them. I will say they are my people and they will say the Lord is my God. Wow. The psalmist says in Psalm 107, verse 6, he says, then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. Are you in trouble? Is there anything bothering you? Just give Him a call. Just give Him a call.
Amen.
Let's call unto the Lord. Let's shout louder. Just like Apostle Jesus was preaching on Sunday, we need to cry out louder. Every time you cry out, you need to cry out louder than you did yesterday. Hallelujah. And he says, you call upon me in the day of trouble. And he promises, I will deliver you. I will deliver you. The Lord will deliver you. Hallelujah. That's what he says in Psalm 91. Psalm 91, the psalm that became so popular during this season. Even people who had never read it began to know about it. You understand? He said, in Psalm 91, verse 15, it says, when He calls to me, when Jennifer calls to me, when Siobhan calls to me, I will answer her. I will answer her. I will be with her in trouble.
Amen.
Do you understand? At times we tend to think that God is not with us. But God, why don't you take away the trouble? Why do you have to be with me in the trouble? You ask. You see? It's quite confusing. I thought God would just take away the trouble. But He has said that I will be with her or him in the trouble. In trouble. it's quite mind-boggling, isn't it? I will be with her in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I will be with her in trouble. The trouble, at times we are praying for it to go. But God is saying, no, I want it to there's something that it has got to perform in you. There's something, there's a purpose. That's why I normally tell people that not every trouble that comes to us is from the enemy. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Some trouble is bad, of course. But there's some trouble, especially the trouble where He says, I will be with you. That one. We need to be circumspect. We need to ask ourselves, why, Lord? What are you teaching me in this season? You understand? That's why He says, for example, in Isaiah 43, we know that scripture very well. He says, but now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jennifer. He who created you, Ruben. He who created whoever is listening. He who, your name, just put it, he's the one who created you. And then he says, do not fear. Do not do what? Do not fear. Mm. Even in this season, as the scientists are prophesying doom, whatever is coming, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I says, for why shouldn't you be afraid? It says, for I have redeemed you. He's not saying I am going to redeem you. No, I have redeemed you. It is, I have already done it. In other words, even this wave that you think is about to sweep you away, it won't sweep you away, because guess what? I have already secured you even before it came. You understand? He has already secured us. You think God is up there in heaven wondering what to do with what they call the second wave? He is not. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Before it came, he was here. And before it came, he had already lived to the end. He has already seen the end, because he is God. That's why he says, do not fear. Child of God, do not fear. Do not fear. Do not fear.
Amen.
This second wave is not going to take you out in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. No, this is not going to be your end. No, 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 no. There is more to you. There's more to life than what is at stake right now. Do not fear. Why? Because I have redeemed you. As long as you keep giving him the sacrifices of thanksgiving, as long as you keep, you know, performing the vows that you made to him, whenever you call upon him, he will answer you. Why? Because he will be with you in trouble. He is with you in trouble to see you through. He says, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. I have called you by name. You are called. You are called. You are called. And he says, you are mine. You are his. You understand? Isaiah 43, verse 2 says, when? It's not as, it's not if. It says, when you pass through the waters. It's different from if you pass through the waters. If is, you know, is a possibility. You may or you may not. But he says when. Yeah. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. All of us have got to go through waters.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, God, why don't you take away the waters? Mm-mm. These waters, they are doing something in you.
Amen.
The waters are doing something in you. When you look at every product that we have on, every product, you know, that has been made by man, There's a program I used to like to watch on TV called How It Is Made. How It Is Made. You see a product, and then they take you through the process of making it. And my goodness, the process that it goes through, oh my God. Some of the processes are just nasty. Some of the processes are just disgusting. Some of the processes are something else. Most of the things that we see and enjoy, the process that has made them, is unbearable. When you look at the diamonds, when you look at all these things that glitter, the way they are made is something else. Diamond is subjected to pressures that you have never seen, subjected to heat, temperatures of heat that are unbearable. You understand? But what comes out at the end is glittering. That's what Job says, when he has tested me.
Amen.
I will come out as gold.
Amen.
Child of God, you are coming out as gold.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. The God will be with you. I will be with you. He says, when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep you over. When you walk through the fire, walk through. You are not staying there. You see, most of the, from verse 2 to verse, that the whole verse 2, There is a word that is common in all those verses. And that word is through. That means that you are not staying in the waters. You are going through. You are going through the rivers. You are going through the fires. Do you understand? You are not remaining in this situation. You are going through. You are coming out on the other side pure and as pure as gold. And we have got a testimony in the Bible. The three Hebrew boys, as they are thrown into the furnace, a furnace that has been heated 7 times the usual. The Bible says when they were thrown into the fire, even before they could touch the fire, The guys who threw them into the fire themselves were swallowed by the fire. But the guys, the three boys, are in this fire, and the king begins to see something that is strange. That's why some people are wondering how you can still laugh.
Yeah.
That's why some people are wondering how you can still smile, how you can still even pray. That's why some people, you know why? The king says, "What is going on, guys?"
He
says, "How many guys did we throw in there?" The guy says, "King, are you crazy? You can't even count 1 to 3? He says, "I thought we throw in three men." He says, "Yeah, but I see a fourth man. I see a fourth man, and he is like the Son of God. The Son of God. Our God resides everywhere. He is everywhere. Even in the rivers, he is there. Even in the waters, he is there. Even in the fires, he is there." He says, "The flames will not blaze you. They will not set you ablaze. They will not set you ablaze." He says, "For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Your Savior. He will come and save you. He will come and deliver you." That's why he promises in Psalm 15, verse 15, he says, "And call upon me in the day of trouble." He has given you that. He has given you that permission to call upon him. You know, when somebody important gives you a line, his number, and says, "Call me anytime." You know, somebody important, I'm talking about maybe like an MP or the prime minister or the president, says, "You know, this is my number, call me anytime." And you know how excited we'll be? We'll publicize it. You know, the president has said, "I can call him anytime," you know. And yet, we cannot be overexcited that the creator of the universe has given us his line, that we can call him at any time. Anytime you can call him at noon, like right now, we are calling upon him. In the midnight hour, you can call upon him like Paul and Silas did.
Yes.
Whatever time you know his number, just call. Just call. And he says, "Whenever you call, I will deliver you. I will deliver you. I will deliver you. I will set you free." Hallelujah. "I will deliver you." Psalm 91, verse 15. "When he calls to me, I will answer him. When she calls to me, I will answer her. I will be with him in trouble, and I will rescue him and honor him." God does not only rescue you, does not only save you, but he also honors you. This very afternoon, whatever situation it is you are going through, rescue is on the way. Rescue is on the way. Keep on calling. Amen. Keep on calling. Call even louder. Whenever we call, the enemy knows how to come to silence us and say, "You have been calling for so long. Where is help?" Just keep on calling. Just keep on calling. Just keep on calling. Help is on the way. And once help comes on the way, once help reaches you, he will deliver you. He will rescue you. And guess what? He will glorify you. He will glorify you. He will glorify you, my God. In Psalm 22, verse 23 says, "You who fear the Lord, praise him. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him and stand in awe of him. All you offspring of Israel." Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's going to glorify you. After all is said and done, after the fire that you have gone through, he's going to glorify you. He's going to glorify your family. He's going to glorify you in the name above every other name. Begin to give him thanks right now. Father, we thank you, King of Kings. We thank you, Father, Lord of Glory, for who you are. We thank you, King of Kings, you are the Most High God. We thank you, King of Kings, oh Father, for there's nothing like you that you cannot do. We thank you for you, our Father, my God. You are our source and sustainer. And King of Kings, we give you the praise. We bring of sacrifices of praise this afternoon into your presence, my God. We come bear offerings, sacrifices of praises, my Father, sacrifices of thanksgiving, Lord. And Father, King of Kings, we are sorry where we have not, King of Kings, performed the vows that we have made before you, Lord. There are promises that we have made before you, King of Kings, and we have not come through, Father. We have not come through with them, Lord. Give us the chance, oh Father. Give us another chance, my Father, to perform them in the name above every other name, that we may make good of our promises to you, my Father, Lord. Some of us said we will serve you. Some of us said we will give. Some of us said we will help another. Some of us said, my God, there are many promises that we have made, but King of Kings, we have not made good of them. Give us another chance, my Father. Give us another chance, King of Kings. Equip us, oh Father, Lord, with the resources that we need to make good of the promises, of the vows that we have made before you, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And Father, we thank you for giving us your number. We thank you, King of Kings, for giving us your number. Thank you, Father, Lord, for giving us access, my Father, Lord, and saying that whenever we call upon you in the times of trouble, that you will be with us, my Father. Thank you for being with us in trouble, thank you for being with us in the waters, thank you for being in the rivers, thank you for being in the fires. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for your deliverance, my Father. We thank you for your salvation is at hand. We thank you for the rescue is at hand. We thank you, King of Kings, for when we pray you hear. Mande rebrozika ramo, rebrozande lebozande leleboja, rebrozika rabrazende. Deliver your daughters, my Father. Deliver your children, King of Kings. Deliver us, my Father, Lord. Extricate us from the hand of the enemy. Extricate us from poverty. Extricate us from this pandemic, my Father, Lord of glory. Extricate us, King of Kings, oh Father, Lord, from all sorts of bondages in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that all chains and fetters may fall in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, as we bring our sacrifices of thanksgiving to you, Lord. Let everything that holds us bound and binds us, my Father, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I proclaim freedom upon your children in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Rescue us, oh Father, Lord. May you glorify us, Lord. May we glorify as we glorify you, King of Kings, for Jesus Christ said, the hour has come. Glorify the Son. Glorify the Son. Father God, King of Kings, let there be glory, King of Kings, in our lives. Let there be glory as we glorify you, Father, as we lift you high, my Father, Lord, lift us higher in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, I thank you for this very afternoon. I pray a blessing upon your daughters. I pray a blessing upon your children in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. May they know that they have been before their God, a God who hears. May they know that they have been before a God who rescues. May they know that they've been before a God who delivers in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And once all is said and done, my Father, we choose to glorify your name, because the glory belongs to you and only you alone. We give you praise in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We pray. Amen and amen. Amen. And amen.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time.